Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the book of Mark, a portion of chapter 9. And one of the crowd answering said, "Teacher, I have brought my son to thee, having a mute spirit. And wherever he overtakes him, he tears him, and he foams and gnashes with his teeth and withers away. And I said to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they had not the strength." But he answering him says, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I tolerate you? Bring him to me." And they brought him unto him, and seeing him, straightway the spirit convulsed him, and falling on the earth, he wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How much time is it since this child came to him?" And he said, "From a child. And often it casts him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And straightway the father of the little child, crying out, said with tears, "I believe, Lord. Help thou my unbelief." Help thou my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. We say a lot of stuff. How often do we say, "I know"? I know. I know. I know, I know. We say "I know" maybe a lot, and that's fine. It's good to know things. The Lord wants you to know stuff. But is knowing enough? Is that what we should be saying a lot? "I know." The Lord wants you to know stuff. You can say, "I know when dawn is. I know the play Hamlet. I know how to cook a hamburger. I know." I know's fine. But sometimes saying "I know" is not the most helpful thing in the world. If your mother asks you to clean your room, you say, "I know." Is that helpful? If you're discussing something or arguing with somebody, you say, "I know." Is that really helpful? If someone else has asked a question, you say, "Ooh, I know." There's got to be some more helpful things that we can say. Now, in our story today, a man brought a son to be healed by the Lord, and he didn't know whether the Lord could help him. Can you imagine? He didn't know. But he did trust. So which is better, to know or to trust? He didn't know, but he trusted the Lord anyway. And the story goes on, and his son is healed. So maybe we should add some new phrases. Maybe we should say some new things. "I know, I know." How about "I will"? If your mom asks you, "Clean your room," and you say, "I know," that's not very helpful. What if you say, "I will"? That's a little better. How about "I know how to help my friends"? How about "I will help my friends"? That's better. Can we say "I will" or even "I am" as much as we say "I know"? That sounds pretty helpful. How about "I like"? "I know how to help around the house." "I like helping around the house." Can we practice "I like"? I know how to tell the truth. I like telling the truth. That sounds a lot better. Maybe say I like instead of I know, if you can figure that out. And now here's the really tough one. This takes some thinking. How about I trust? That's tough. I know my parents know what they're talking about. I trust that my parents know what they're talking about. I know the teacher's in charge. I trust that the teacher is in charge. Because when you say, I trust, you're saying, I believe and I obey. And I like. I trust is way more helpful than I know. And of course, the most important way to say I trust is to say that I trust the Lord. That means you're going to obey Him, that you believe Him. And when you say I trust the Lord, then you know that He's got the way to be happy. And you're going to try doing it, just like our man in our story. So this week, if you hear yourself saying, I know, a few times, that's okay. See if you can find a better, more helpful phrase. Try it on. Instead of I know, try I will.